From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Competing rallies are occurring in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, in response to last week's violent protest in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia. This is where a group of white nationalists gathered to protest the removal of a Confederate statue. One person was killed during the event, and two police officers on their way to the event died when their helicopter crashed. VOA's Carolyn Persuti is in Boston and tells us that police are asking for calm, but are prepared for the worst.
They'll walk about 3 kilometers to the Boston Common, where the other side is holding their rally. And that is where people are concerned that clashes will occur. Everyone here has told me they are here to stand for inclusion. They are here to stand for tolerance. They are chanting against Nazis. They are chanting against people who discriminate, and they are for people of color. We will have all the updates for you as they unfold here in Boston. But for now, I'm Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.
The news that White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon was leaving the Trump administration was made public Friday afternoon. By evening, he was back at work at his old job. Bannon left the White House and went directly to the Breitbart News Network, the ultra-conservative online publication he led before joining the Trump administration and the presidential campaign a little more than a year ago. Bannon is credited with helping Mr. Trump win the White House. This was by pushing a populist, nationalist message after joining the campaign. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with 2 terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region of Spain that left many dead and dozens more injured. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed 5 suspected terrorists during the night and arrested 3 others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that deadly attack on the van and pedestrians in Barcelona. U.S. President Donald Trump met Friday with his national security team to discuss a new strategy to deal with the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan. VOA's Ira Melman reports.
After a day spent huddling with his top advisors and military leaders in his mountain retreat, President Trump used his Twitter feed to say, "Important day spent at Camp David with our very talented generals and military leaders, many decisions made, including on Afghanistan." He gave no further details, but he has expressed dissatisfaction with recent Taliban advances in the fighting there.
"We're getting very close. It's a very big decision for me. I took over a mess, and we're going to make it a lot less messy."
The U.S. Defense Department approved a plan months ago to send about 3,800 additional troops to assist the Afghan army, but some White House officials questioned whether more resources would be effective. Ira Melman, VOA News.
Police in Finland say a stabbing spree left 2 people dead and at least 6 others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku. And it's being investigated as a terrorist attack. The suspect, whom the police shot in the leg, was identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and at train stations in response to the stabbings. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is returning to Nigeria. His spokesman said Saturday, following an extended stay in London to treat an undisclosed illness. He's been away since May 7th, and some Nigerians were beginning to demand Buhari return to work or step down from office. Buhari first left Nigeria in January to receive treatment in Britain, staying nearly 2 months before returning in March, only to leave again in May. During both absences, Buhari temporarily passed executive power to his vice president. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.